This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. The shortage of mental health care providers in this country affects everyone. But in Native American communities, the need is particularly acute. According to the CDC, American Indians and Alaska Natives have disproportionately higher rates of serious psychological distress compared to other groups. But for many in this community, finding a therapist who understands their culture can be challenging, if not impossible. One Texas group is working to fill that gap and train staff to address mental health concerns before they become a crisis. KERA's Elena Rivera has more.
In Dallas, a clinic called Texas Native Health has been serving the state's indigenous population for more than 50 years. It serves any enrolled tribal member for healthcare appointments. But over the years, the clinicians there noticed a greater need for mental health services.
We're only human beings. We can only handle so many things at any given point.
That's Chris Logan, who's Choctaw and part of the clinic's behavioral health team.
And yeah, we may need someone to talk to.
The clinic is expanding mental health services, individual counseling appointments, trauma therapy, and group sessions. The clinic calls those meetings the healing circle.
That's one of the big things about group therapy is that it helps bring that sense of, I'm not alone anymore. I don't have to carry this burden by myself.
Texas Native Health is one of more than 70 urban health clinics across the country that specifically serves indigenous communities. But it's the only one of its kind in Texas. Nationally, about 70% of Native Americans live in urban settings. Dora Brotplenty, who's Standing Rock Sioux, says the clinic has been her safe place since 1971.
It's where I found my place to heal myself mentally. And I still come to this day.
Brotplenty originally started therapy to process the abuse she experienced at a Native American boarding school as a kid. But initially, therapists and psychiatrists just didn't have a clue how to treat her. When she came to the clinic, she finally felt understood.
They know our history. They're familiar with it, if not have lived it or lived through it, because there's generational trauma that all of us are healing from. So it is very important. This center has saved me so many times.
Native Americans have higher rates of suicide, substance use disorder, and PTSD than other groups. According to a paper by Harvard professor Joseph Gahn, that's because of the legacy of colonization in the U.S. But some therapists might not be trained to look at the root causes.
Generational trauma, the experience of poverty, unemployment, discrimination.
That's Saida Jessman, associate professor at University of North Texas at Dallas. She leads mental health awareness trainings with different groups, including Texas Native Health.
If someone doesn't know these things, it is unlikely that the care will be provided with respect.
The latest data from the American Psychological Association shows more than 80% of the psychology workforce is white. Only 0.13 identify as American Indian or Alaska Native. That's not even 0.5%. Chris Logan, the counselor with Texas Native Health, says most culturally specific care tends to be offered on tribal lands. So folks travel from all over the state to meet with Native counselors like him in the city.
So many Native Americans either live away from reservations or don't have resources to go back to reservations to see a therapist. And so we are here to help provide services for people that can't make that journey.
He says his favorite part of his work is helping clients process things that have been holding them back for years, even decades.
And that's probably the greatest reward, is just seeing them take that step and having the, well, having the confidence in themselves that, hey, yeah, this is my past, but I want my present and future to be different.
Dora Brotplenty was in her 20s when she first came to this clinic. Now, in her 70s, she openly talks about her experience, so younger folks in the indigenous community know they can reach out for support.
There's something about us that we, within ourselves, are strong, but we've got to be able to find the help.
She says there's still more healing to do, but she's glad Texas Native Health will be there along the way. In Dallas, I'm Elena Rivera for Marketplace.